Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Almost never air reports twice in a row or 2 days in a row, but it's so important I'm doing it again. It's man.video. I'm begging you for yourself and your family and my family. We're in this together to go get the video and share it. Then I'm going to come back with incredible intel on the next rollout of the COVID hoax, the forced inoculations. But here it is. Worldwide population being tortured into deep state psyop. Here it is.
This report is based on Amazing Polly's recent video, Is This Torture? In her video, Polly examines Amnesty International's 1973 report on torture and how it seems to reflect the current response to COVID-19. According to Amnesty International's report, torture is the systematic and deliberate infliction of acute pain in any form by one person on another in order to accomplish the purpose of the former against the will of the latter. The report then uses Biederman's chart of coercion to describe the technique. Psychologist Albert Biederman studied communist Chinese tactics known as DDD, debility, dependency, and dread. The CIA has been trained to use debility, dependency, and dread. And according to their 1983 Human Resource Exploitation Training Manual, many psychologists consider the threat of inducing debility to be more effective than debility itself. With DDD, the debilitated victim becomes dependent upon the torturer and develops a strong fear of anything vague or unknown. Biederman's chart of coercion lays out the design of DDD. Does any of this sound familiar? Number one, isolation. We see this with quarantines and social distancing and the prohibition of crowds and large gatherings. Number two, monopolization of perception. Corporate mainstream media has monopolized all of pop culture, and those on social media who challenge the mainstream narrative are censored. Also listed is restricted movement and monotonous food. Number three, induced debilitation and exhaustion. Gym closures, church closures, losing your job, school closings, and wearing masks all day long increase stress and provokes exhaustion and debilitation. Number four, threats. We are threatened that our own children may be taken away from our homes and that experimental forced vaccines are coming. We are told that more will die if we restart America. And we are threatened with tracking chips, contact tracing, and a new normal. Number five, occasional indulgences. Here we find fluctuations of interrogators' attitudes, such as BLM protests are good, Trump rallies are bad. Walmart is okay, but small businesses are not. The torturer will provide occasional indulgences such as rewards for partial compliance. If you just wear a mask, someday we can return to normal. Number six, demonstrating omnipotence and omniscience. Shutting down the entire global economy was a pretty good demonstration of omnipotence. Huge fines and jail for people not wearing a mask. We see the omniscience with Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and other official experts. Number seven is degradation, being called non-essential or a science denier, being treated as ignorant fools and called names by celebrities for not complying. Number eight, enforcing trivial demands. This final step develops habits of compliance. Enforcement of minute rules such as standing 6 feet apart, following arrows, and showing support for violent BLM protests. Also, according to the report on torture, many victims become ill as a result of coercion, and more than half the illnesses listed in the report can be easily diagnosed as COVID-19, according to CDC guidelines. Do you really think that this is all a coincidence? Or are the people of the world being subjected to an advanced form of torture, coercion?
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. You know, InfoWars inspired this song, Guys on Record. Then, years later, those type of folks wouldn't even talk to InfoWars. Because whether it's this band or whether it's Muse or whether it's any of them, they get record company pressure put on them. And then they decide to not be patriots. They decide to be more mainline, so the angel of political death passes over them. But then in the end, you lose everything. You lose your whole civilization, your whole society, because men, as soon as they run in to pressure for saying what's right, retract what they said and apologize for what they said. And you notice they usually get not rewarded now, but they get destroyed because the system wants to scare others. And now we're told that we have to give up the language itself, that the language itself, all of it's bad, and that mathematics is bad. And you say, that's crazy. That doesn't make sense. In 1984, O'Brien is torturing Winston, who was a top propagandist in the Ministry of Deception, known as the Ministry of Truth. And he's being tortured. And it's a fine work of literary, historical fiction, you could call it. A potential science fiction future of Stalin or the communists had taken over the West. And George Orwell, real name Eric Blair, he had been inside the Communist Party, inside the Fabian Socialists, at the highest levels. He was a Winston Smith type. In fact, Winston Smith was an allegory for himself. And he tells him, he says, Winston, you know we're going to abolish mathematics. And he goes, I know what you're thinking. We won't be able to navigate a submarine or a ship or an aircraft. Oh, we'll still have mathematics. But just when we say it doesn't exist, it won't. When we say 2 plus 2 equals 5, it will. When we say it doesn't exist, it will. And when we say it equals 4, you will also understand it at that point. You will believe whatever we tell you with doublethink at that moment. And Crime Stop. Now, he was heavily involved at the highest levels in the plant. And he said, I'm not going to be part of this. In fact, he's what Antifa claims they've modeled themselves after. The Abraham Lincoln Brigades from the United States and others from the UK that went into the Spanish Civil War and fought the Nazis in the first skirmishes before World War II in a large war. There are a lot of romantics that believed in it. Ernest Hemingway, you know, wrote for Who the Bell Tolls. But Orwell's heavily wounded, Blair. And I go into an hour-long discussion. I read all of his essays, all his work, all of his writings, all about it. And He said communism's evil. He said it's bad. And he said it's just another satanic cult that wants to battle other satanic cults, and that they really just do it for the power to have a boot stomp on the human face forever. It's about trampling and being trampled upon. It's about a society that becomes more ugly, not more beautiful. And you see everything the left pushes and what they produce and who the Jacobins were in the French Revolution. That's what he was part of at the highest levels of the real Illuminati, folks. So when you see professors in the Seattle schools and mainline stuff, I remember hearing talk show hosts, you know, 15 years ago say, the Democrats in the UN want to say math's racist. I went and looked it up. It was true. But at that point, that was hypothetical. Now it's being done everywhere, and children are being taught that even knowing math is bad, and now with the testing nationwide, they're stopping SATs and all of those. It's all ending. They're shutting the schools down. Everything's going to be dumbed down, online curriculum, and we're going into the AI takeover. There's not going to be movie theaters. You're not going to go to the beach. It's all over. 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 And I'm going to explain this next segment, but I wanted to preface it with this. How are they following everything George Orwell wrote about in a fictional dystopia? Envisioning the world in 1984, when he wrote the book in 1948, and then died very quickly after. And believe me, it wasn't tuberculosis that killed him. He wrote the book in hiding. Because he got to the highest levels and they said, Blair, we worship Satan. And we're going to kill people. We're going to hurt people. We're going to end the family. We're going to end beauty. We're going to end literature. We're going to end music. And we're going to finally end humans even having sex, because we're going to end pleasure. And the few humans we keep around will just be scientific toys that we play God over, because we want to rule everything and smash everything and rip its face off. And see, until you come to that point and read right to 1984 and then look at the news and see what Democrats stand for, then you understand who Gavin Newsom is and who Hillary Clinton are. And that's why they've openly come out. Antifa in the UK officially said last week, slavery is freedom. War is peace. Ignorance is strength. Remember Hillary Clinton said her favorite book is 1984. And the joke was, oh, because it's an owner's manual? And it is. So if you read what Huxley wrote in 61, before he died, in his tell-all, Brave New World Revisited, he said, I really disagree with Orwell. It's not going to be the system he envisions. It'll be 20% that and 80% my book. Because we're going to drug you and entertain you and corral you until humans don't exist anymore and are just a commodity that we, the ruling elite, will decide to produce, even if we think maybe you're something that needs to be produced. And he believed through genetic engineering they would create the Superman, not computers. But he says, I may be wrong. Maybe computers will make us God. And so that's a competing track. This is the whole world. This is how the whole thing works. And if people sit there in any way and deny it, they're fools. I have had members of Congress and top lawyers and people ask me, hey, is that stuff you sell real or is it placebo? And I look at them and I go, you die without vitamin D3. You know what essential means, right? But they live in such a world of ignorance and fraud that they literally, people with multiple degrees, do not know that you need vitamin C or you die. They do not know you need vitamin D3. They do not know you need iodine. They literally tune into this show and, because that's a common thing I get, and go, is that real what you sell? I don't know. Is 2 + 2 = 4? I guess it doesn't. It's like asking somebody, do you need water in the desert to live? I guess not. Not in your world. I guess you just suspend it and say it doesn't. Because they all live in such a fictitious BS lawyer world. And they've been around crap and empty people so long, they don't even know the truth when it's looking right at them. And now they're teaching that chess is racist. And 2 + 2 = 4 is racist because they're obliterating knowledge and obliterating common sense and logic because they want to be able to rule over everyone. And you see, we're here now, aren't we? Where the governor comes out and goes, you know, it's true the death numbers are exaggerated 99%. It's true that most people that say they have COVID don't have it, but we're still just going to lock everything down because that's what makes us feel good about ourselves. You know, it causes degradation, death, and collapse of society. Because he's just joining with the people. He goes, the people are so dumbed down and everything, I'll just go along with the globalists and we'll just shut Texas down again and it'll just never end because the CDC pats him on the head. You notice Trump's come out and said the CDC's wrong and trying to exaggerate, and they've been caught lying. 25 times the death rate, it was lower. Then most people that died of something else, they say it's COVID. It's all on record. But see, 2 + 2 = 5 sometimes, right? They can suspend gravity if they want. They wave their little magic delusional wands. That's right.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I'm not trying to scare people into submission. I'm trying to wake you up and get you into action, realizing party's over, submission and compliance equals death. It's very simple. Let me try to tie it all together and give you a big picture right now. And again, I want listeners to understand something. I could spend 20 hours going over each little piece of this summation and documenting it in their own words, every statement. This is not conjecture. There is a giant long-term planetary corporate directive developed inside the British Empire starting in about the 1850s, adopted as a world government plan at the end of World War II, but already in place around much of the world. Hitler was not fighting against the main plan directive. He wanted control of the plan and to direct it differently, to strategically only wipe out certain groups. The globalist plan is to finally have a post-human world, which sounds insane. It is insane. Hitler did not want to kill everyone. Yes, Hitler was a very bad person. Compared to these people, less insane. Totally insane. Compared to these people, sane. These are total exterminists. But when you look at the Wall Street Journal looking forward to a post-human world, it's like, oh, and it talks about how wonderful it'll be when we're gone, we're bad people. But as long as you kill everyone, it's good. In fact, the head of the UT botany department was a eugenicist. He was Jewish. And my dad was one of the highest test score folks in high school. So in high school, he was already at UT in Plan 2. And Professor Speer, called him into his office. My dad used to go over to his house and eat lunch and stuff, too. And he said, David, the Nazis were bad because they were only targeting certain people. But you got to know, eugenics is good. And, we're just going to have to carry it out against everyone. And as long as it's against everyone, it's fair. No, it's bad if Hitler's doing it to certain groups. And it's bad if the globalists want to do it to everybody. So this is the culture. This is who the globalists are. And the communist Chinese are eugenicists. And Russia's been under the whole eugenic system. Not now. They're getting out of it. But the United States has been part of it. And the average president is just a front man who isn't even really aware of that. They're worried about military and the economy and, leave the science stuff to the science people. But Trump is learning very quickly that it's the scientific, technological elite that are where the bad guys are hiding. So did Eisenhower in his farewell address in 1961. Who did he say was the enemy? He said a technological elite is already in control and are taking control of the military-industrial complex, so you must beware the military-industrial complex and you must decentralize it because the threat exists and will persist of the takeover. So that's where this is. This is so diabolical. There's always been large groups in government and corporate America that don't want to do this. But they don't really pass on their ideas. They give us a few speeches, write a book, and they're compartmentalized with people that are good. They make hard decisions. They send out, death warrants. They do a lot of stuff you think of as, pretty gangster. But they're not trying to get rid of humans or bring in a scientific dictatorship. They're always told we're fighting the Russians or the Chinese that are developing that. And so we've got to develop something bigger and better to counter them. When at the Carnegie and UN level, it's all being threaded together. So when we talk about eugenics or any of this, that's only one passing of his larger planetary plan. And as many researchers told you, there's a plan and we're not in it. And so when you see COVID-19 rolled out, it doesn't just check off every box of authoritarianism, bringing in the cashless society, the forced inoculations, the lockdowns, the telecommuting so they can control you, making humans obsolete, bringing robots in to do all the jobs, lowering our immune system, making us have to live artificially off of the big tech, big pharma complex. But it's fundamentally about lowering the population. It's fundamentally about introducing things into our bodies that will irrevocably genetically alter who we are and make us so rotting and so diseased and so sick. We'll be obsolete. There'll be so many autistic and mentally retarded and sick people, we're going to have to start euthanizing everybody, and it'll be so bad they won't be able to hide it anymore. And so you'll be tricked to sign on to it, just like when the third world collapses because of the economy collapsing by design. It would cause a giant wave into the West, and then the UN will oversee those migrant waves coming in for the problem they created. Told you that 6 months ago. Now it's here. Because they've gone through every aspect of their plan and how they need to get us off the human system, get us off the free market, get us off the Renaissance system, and put us on to this plan. So they built the parallel tracks. They've transferred the wealth into their system. They've dumbed the public down. They've got their infrastructure in. And now they want to artificially jump the train completely over off the tracks. And when you switch tracks, you're no longer on this track anymore. You understand? You're no longer going on vacation. You're no longer going to the beach. You're no longer getting good medicine. You're no longer getting taught 2 + 2 = 4. You're no longer able to have a car unless you submit to the next wave of control, take the shot, agree to live in a dormitory house where your family's with other families and where the state oversees you through AI technology. Facebook's all announcing this. And then, okay, you'll get a job. You'll get a cash card. You'll be able to go out and have drinks and have a steak once a week. And then next, oh, it's a little less and a little less and a little less. But it will accelerate within the next 10 years to where you are in a overall gray prison suit. Literally, your children are gone. You've got cancer. And you're having to sign an agreement to skip treatment and just be euthanized. And you'll get to go to a nice pleasure zone city for a week before they kill you. This is all the plan. It's all been prepared. It's everything's going to happen. They're going to kill you and your family. They're going to kill everybody. And I'm just going to ask you, do you really want to live like this? I mean, is this really what you want to do? It's hard. Is this really what you stupid soft trendies that have been domesticated want to live like? Are you so stupid that you don't face the reality of the world being turned into a prison planet? And everything we're being taught is by the communist Chinese how to be good little slaves. So, get ready. And again, when the 5G and the chemicals are causing more brain damage, and oh, the COVID ate your testicles. Oh, the COVID ate your brain. Oh, the COVID ate your lungs. Meanwhile, they're going to roll out the new viruses, and the real ones, they're going to test them on the general population, because that's what mad scientists do. They like to go to work and torture people. They like to go to work and pull children's teeth out. They like to go to work and strap people in and do brain surgery while they're conscious on them, and then eat their brain with a teaspoon. So if you want to live like that, go ahead. Keep laying down. Keep laying down. Keep laying down. It's like going out to a field with wolves and cutting yourself and laying there and squealing like a dying rabbit. If you're in a field like you're ready to fight those wolves, they don't mess with you. But if you go in a field and roll around naked, squealing like a rabbit, they're going to come eat you. And they are. And you love it because you want to die.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air And we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's being dismantled. And something infinitely evil has been put in its place. Scientific deindustrialization plan to render us obsolete, brainless, servile, unable to take care of ourselves, so that we are truly obsolete, so that we have to be killed. And as everyone complies like the little domesticated sheep and wears their mask and buys into all the lies, the technocrats, the communist Chinese, Bill and Melinda Gates smile approvingly at you and say,
You know, this vaccine's going to hurt you. But it's going to be for the greater good, okay? You want to be able to go outside again, right? You want to go back the way it was, right? But notice, the more you comply, the killer awoke before dawn. The more the noose tightens around your neck, the tighter the handcuffs get around your wrist, the tighter the rope around your ankles gets. Now that you're tied up, well, we're going to have some fun with you. Because we just really want to enslave you and hurt you and torture you. You see, Winston, it's the process of torturing you and sucking your humanity out and using you up is what we're looking for. We're psychos. We just like to torture people. We built all this to torture people, Winston. You didn't know that? So that's what it is. Oh, yeah, there's the Dutch police raid reveals soundproof torture chamber complete with a dentist chair, AP. Oh, really? What was at Epstein's house in New York? Pull up the dentist chair. Wasn't a dentist chair with the nice plastic up around it. It's where they torture people. And there's nothing more fun than torturing a little kid. Nothing more liberal. Bill Gates liked to stay there. And imagine you're looking through the plastic of the torture chair. You see a big painting of Bill Clinton on the wall in a blue dress, wearing red high heels. Oh, isn't that sweet? Look at Hillary. She's not the type of person that would be involved in anything bad. Look at that sweet face. Oh, so sweet. So nice. Such a nice young girl. Her specialty was defending child kidnapper rapist. Yeah, that's not the actual chair. That's another one. There's a torture chair in the house. Let's just move on here into the rest of the story. Not to the number, I'll take your calls. How are they going to make you accept driverless cars? How are they going to make you accept not being able to travel? And the carbon taxes, and that you're bad, and again, carbon that you're made out of is evil. Because the brainwashing wasn't working on enough people. Well, you just said there's a deadly virus, you lock everybody down, and you teach them to work from home and become more obsolete, and well, we've got to have driverless vehicles deliver the goods, so there's no COVID, there's not an evil human delivering it. You know, because right now we're bad. We wear a mask, we cover our gloves, we we're pod people, we're a bad thing. When they come and deliver it, they spray off your box so you know it's safe and do all these little rituals. And now, just like we're domesticated animals, all over the news, oh, the flashy cool in Seattle and Austin. And, of course, in other cool places like New York City, there's coffin apartments, 250 square feet of the big ones. Some are even smaller. You barely fit in them. And you pay way, way, way for square foot what you would for something else, but it's okay because it's so much fun when you talk about it. It's so good for the earth. And they're so proud of what you're doing, and you're just like a pig, a wild boar, where you put a cage out with some food in it, where it goes in to get the food and the gate shuts, and you're captured. And this is how ancients domesticated animals. They put up a little fence. They put food out, and the wild horses would come in, or the chickens would come in, or they'd kill a wolf and take its puppy. But you're being induced into your little hobbit hole now. You're being, oh, it's so cool to get in the jail cell. Meanwhile, Bill Gates and all of them have giant super yachts and multiple 55,000-square-foot homes, and Bill Gates will be behind his window for a photo shoot waving at you. He goes, I'm staying at my home, too. In a little window, he cares about you. And, you know, there are a lot of people on the planet. We do go through resources. And if the public wants to be herded into extermination pens, and if you want to be all trendy, all led by trendy young women that are part of the team and doing what it takes for the earth, that'll be so drugged out and brainwashed by the time they're actually being euthanized that they'll love it when they're being euthanized by the euthanasia robot. Because there's so many racist problems and so many bad things. You can't have police anymore go out and execute court orders and the law. But the robots are almost ready, and they'll come on a driverless car with a driverless team, and they aren't racist. They're robots. They will execute the law, and you can't say a damn thing about it. That's why every form of human activity is being sabotaged. Every form of human communication is being made to be evil and dirty and bad. Because the globalists have all the rollouts, all the preparations, all the plans in place on record to totally replace you. And at first, you know, the rich will still be up on their mansions on the hill, and they'll still be looking down on people in their pod cities. Austin's already built four of the big high-rises with coffin apartments, the average 250 square feet, to bring in third-world labor, who will then also be signed up for welfare that will be skimmed off the top by the globalists. Oh, it's a dystopia, all right, and we ain't in it. So, we'll get the number out. We'll take your calls, 877-789-2539. A lot of stuff to talk about. Anything you want to discuss. Trump pulling out of the WHO. The technocracy, boom, it's here. Use a Star Wars analogy. If you don't see a Star Destroyer there in a minute, you're sitting there by the planet, all of a sudden, out of warp speed, just all of a sudden there's 50 Star Destroyers. That's what this is. You're like, whoa. Because those new movies are cheesy, but one of the ones I went and saw, I forget the name of it, a few years ago, was half decent. When they got that battle, when they're at that planet, it's the prequel right before episode 4. And I guess they're stealing the Death Star plans. And then all of a sudden, the Imperial fleet just shows up, and there's a big fight. I mean, that's exactly what this is like, folks. It's all lined up. It's gone to warp speed. And now it's voop, and it's attacking us. And it's just going to wreck everything now. And Trump's trying to stop a lot of it as best he can, but I'm not sure he gets the whole picture. And this is just a freaking disaster. I mean, it's just nightmarish to be. Yeah, there it is. That's the scene right there. Yes, the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, is a trap. You know what it is? It's when Darth Vader arrives. I mean, that's the right movie. What's the name of the movie? I barely paid attention. But it's in the same scene, but later when the backup Imperials show up. Rogue One, they're like, boom, 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 boom. I mean, that's what this is. And Darth Vader is a nice guy compared to these people. In fact, you notice in the good writing of the first episode 4, Darth Vader doesn't like the technological terrorists. He knows they're bad. See, like, Darth Vader's the good guy compared to these people. This has all been set up to make you obsolete, to dehumanize you, to suck the life out of you, to dumb you down, to make you pathetic, to take your family away from you, and they admit it! Ah! And I don't want to be part of it! We have to get control of our governments. We have to reverse the technocracy plan, the post-human plan. And if governments won't do it, we have to start talking about what we're going to do and who's going to step up and take one for the team. I don't want to go there, but we can't just sit here and let these people do it. Nothing. The leadership of the globalist operation must be dealt with. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here about going to your phone calls right into the next hour. And a lot of news haven't hit yet. A lot of it's frightened. We'll get to it all. We're doing a better job of actually getting to a lot of the news. But right now I'm focusing on the technocracy because COVID-19 equals killing old people. COVID-19 equals forced inoculations. COVID-19 equals world government. COVID-19 equals driverless cars. COVID-19 equals drones delivering you your food and water and making you dependent. COVID-19 equals the post-human system. And if you look at it from a Bill Gates perspective, it's a evolutionary jump to mass cull humans and then bring in the new Silicon God. This is what they say. And so they're externalizing that method right now. And it's true. To a certain extent, the industrialized world has created soft, stupid, lazy, jellyfish-like people on average. But it's the globalists greasing the skids to make the society collapse and fall apart in their own words. Russia has dragged itself partly loose from this after being at the bottom of this with the globalist jellyfish for a while and is in terrible shape, but is trying to reverse their course. Eastern Europe is doing it. If you want to know who the heroes are and the example that we should be leading, it's Eastern Europe because they've already been under a model of the globalist communist dehumanization with the breakup of the family and the dumbing down and the poisoning and the forced inoculations and the leaking reactors and the ugly architecture. That was a soft form, though, of this. But they know it when they see it. We need to see China free. We need to see the world free. Now, and I tell you, I put my money where my mouth is. I am making the exodus to as far away in the country as I can get, even though I have to commute in to this operation. I'm not going to telecommute it. They want to make us do that because, again, that will kill infrastructure. You won't need roads. You won't need street sweepers. You won't need infrastructure. They want to get rid of this huge, elaborate, quadrillion-dollar infrastructure and then make the whole infrastructure go through the big tech straitjacket and gatekeepers. This is, again, on every level, a massive banking wealth transfer, putting the public into debt. All of it serves the globalist agenda. They've been planning this for decades. And I don't just say that. You notice the dystopian movies, Brave New World, Soylent Green, all these. All now is actually how it works because they were pre-programming you. The directors weren't. The actors didn't know. But the writers' guilds, they were where the controllers were. This is all public now. And so that's why everybody seems so familiar with this. That you go to a local euthanasia center, it's better for the earth. Or that you live in a little coffin apartment, or that you don't get meat anymore, or that you don't have a car, and that the future's poor and ugly and bad, because they're doing it on purpose. Because we'd already have Mars bases, super live extension, because it's already there. They don't want you to have it. Oh, let me add one more thing. There's this culture of marijuana so cool and it's the hip thing to do. George Soros didn't fund the legalization of marijuana because he likes you. They looked at this decades ago and said, we can take marijuana, make it 100, 200 times stronger. It will put people in a brainwashed, brain-damaged state where they don't want to do anything with their lives, the average person. Some people can do it and not have these problems. And they won't know how it makes them depressed. They won't know how it rewires their brain. And that's another way to stun the public. Just like when you're going to, you know, butcher a sheep or whatever, the trendy liberal way to do it is to stun it and electrocute it in the head before you slit its throat. Well, they're just stunning you. Like a scorpion coming over to sting a spider it's going to eat before it has its meal. And they admitted that. So just 4 years ago, it was a big joke when I said George Soros had the marijuana weaponized. I mean, that's just a figurehead of it, but he was involved. Joe Rogan now, on his own show, goes, yeah, I have friends that are now schizophrenic, a lot of them, totally brain dead. Marijuana is so strong now, it's ruined their lives. And it really is weaponized, and it's causing mass mental illness. Well, I knew 25 years ago in the literature that marijuana is connected to schizophrenia. I know a bunch of people that were sane 15 years ago that are literally schizophrenic now. Schizophrenic. Hurt my heart. Had a friend, knew him 15 years. He worked here. Started smoking the vapes, marijuana. He thought that myself and David Knight were reptilian aliens, folks, because he was smoking it. So everybody out there needs to understand that this stuff is not a joke, and it will brain damage you seriously. 32% of women are now on psychotropics. They eat holes in your brain. Everybody knows that you take ecstasy too much, it'll eat holes in your brain. You know why? It pulls chemicals out of one area of the blood and pushes it through the brain. But after that's been exhausted in the brain, it will pull other chemicals and will destroy tissues. What do you think those things do? They kill your fertility. They give you cancer. They eat your brain. They put you in a dream state. And you go to a Democrat event, and you look at those women, pale skin, super unhealthy, and you're like, what's wrong? And if you can actually talk to them, they'll go, yeah, I am on actually 5 medications. You're not a racist? And I've talked to some of these women, and they're like, yeah, it was a few years ago, and then she's all happy and nice, but, hey, Trump, he ruined my life. And they have been taken and destroyed. And so we can sit there and get mad at them and call them zombies. They'll do that to all of us. These are disturbed people. And it's the pharmaceutical companies doing it. And now, if you think they're bad, vaccines are nanotech. Vaccines are re-engineering systems. Okay? Period. These aren't where you take a little virus that's attenuated and learn how to beat it. These are live nano creations that go in and change the body. COVID-19 is the cover for a whole class of flu viruses and cold viruses that they're going to be testing on us with carrier viruses that are in them. So imagine these viruses as a mothership, but they've actually already been prepared. These are synthetic viruses that then open up and release a new expression when another key event happens. They love binary weapons. That way, they can be exempt, even though they're going to get infected. Everybody's already has COVID-19. And that's why they're finding it in sewer systems, not just from a year ago, but 3 years ago now. That's why they're, because they've been putting it in you for a long time. They just want to own it so that now that you're going to be dying from other classes of them, they're the saviors with the vaccines that are going to save you. Because they have to cover up what's hiding in plain view. They run the Wuhan lab. They run the whole system. And guess what? We're skipping animal testing. We're going right to giving you this. So I'm not trying to scare you folks. I'm telling you what's going on. I'm going to go to break, come back and talk about Prince Andrew and Maxwell and liberals brainwashed, globalist takeover, AI control grid, spiritual reboot, COVID-19 anti-human mask, the left is organizing with their agenda, Bill Gates, globalist councils, Kanye West running for president, saying he won't take the mark of the beast and attacking Bill Gates. Bill Kanye. A lot of Kanye calls. It's all coming up in hour number 3, baby. Please remember that this broadcast is the real deal. I mean, I am not a hero. I'd have to be a crazy person to sign on to, with these people. And they tried to get me to sign on with them, by the way. And I'm like, no, thank you. Not hard enough to take money from you people. You people are bad news. This is about survival of not just your body, but your soul, folks. But there's no deal you can make with this satanic system. I need your support. You need the products we've got. We have store-wide free shipping. We have double Patriot points right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It will have to end this weekend. I said it would probably end tomorrow, but I'll be honest again. I don't have enough time. Well, the new specials and another new product that came in is not coming until about a week from now, so I'm stalling. But this is a great sale. It supports the broadcast. It's got products that you need. Ultra 12 is back in stock. Great vitamin B12, winter sun with the D3 and the K to help upload it. Essential to the immune system that you need, period. The truth is, if everybody has had all this stuff, we're already designed to build almost anything, but that's it's debilitating you so they can get you. Also, DNA Force Plus, 50% off with CoQ10 and PQQ and so much more. Vaso Beach, all this 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, strongest turmeric we can find, extract. People love it. 50% off. Storable foods, high quality, now shipping 3 to 4 weeks. Use this lull in the megastorm to get prepared now. If you don't have storable food, I think you're nuts. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Please, ladies and gentlemen, get prepared. Please, wherever you spread the word about the broadcast. And please face the truth of what I've said, because you're not going to have to wait very long now to see it's all true. You already see almost everything I told you happened. But let me tell you, if they keep this thing rolling like a juggernaut, we'll all be dead within 10 years.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.